Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Wednesday, the 27th of April, and in the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're going to read from chapter 4, verses 9 to 12 today, but we're going to do it in two sections, 9 to 10 and then 11 to 12. Verse 9 says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." A key element of God's character is brought to the front here. God is a reconciler, not a divider. He brings together. He does not wish to separate. The people John is writing to are struggling because there are false teachers who have been among them and who are drawing people away, saying they have a better knowledge of God and a better teaching. John says that this shows that they do not love you, for they are dividing you, not bringing you together. This reveals their lack of God-likeness in their hearts, their lack of godliness in breaking away. The implication that he's drawing here in verse 9 is that any love that is not like the love of God or like the love of Jesus, well, just isn't love at all. Jesus came because God sent him, and he sent him for us. John chapter 1, 14 to 18, John chapter 3, 16 to 18. He came to give us life, and he came as a sacrifice, as an atoning sacrifice, as one who would turn aside God's wrath, taking away our sins, Romans 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us first, and we should do that, of course, for one another. And he goes on in verse 11, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." The motivation of our love for other people is the divine love shown to us by God in what Christ has done for us. Christians should love not because people we bump into are attractive to us, because they are particularly lovable in our own estimation. No, Christians love people because the love of God has transformed us and made us into loving people by nature, because we've taken on Christ's nature. Now we love people not because we're compelled to by other people's kindness or niceness, but because as Christians it's in our nature to love others. Our love towards one another should be active and unconditional towards one another. Luke 6, 35. "Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back." And if we're supposed to do that for our enemies, surely we're supposed to do it for one another in the church. To give, to lend, and to love without expecting anything back. Oh, that's a high calling, but that's the nature of God. Verse 12, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete." A staggering, staggering statement. His love is made complete in us. In other words, his love reaches its aim in us. It comes to its fruition in us. And it's in us loving one another in the church that God's love is finding its fullness in us. This tells us how significant, how important it is that we take to heart the responsibility to love one another. We'll go on to verse 13 tomorrow. In the meantime, if you'd like to find out more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.